Module 8, Lesson 1. Sharing with men. What you'll discover. How to share your new menstrual knowledge with the men in your life. The gift of intimacy. Tools to track together. And we'll be watching a cycle tracking for intimacy video. So you've been changing your perception about your menstruation. You've been changing your relationship to your body. How do you start to share this newfound wisdom with the men in your life? What I find is that some of the most vocal voices on the topic of menstruation are really angry about men's menstruation knowledge and sensitivity. But if you ask me, this does nothing to propel the conversation forward, and we're all about propelling the conversation forward. Basically, when we make men the enemy here of menstruation, it does two things. Number one, it creates more shame, this time on the part of the man. If there's a subject that a man feels like he doesn't know a whole lot about, and then he gets berated for not knowing a whole lot about that, he's sure as heck not going to want to know more about that subject. He's going to kind of shy away from it. It creates more shame for everyone involved, not just the men, but also the women. And number two, it creates more separation and distance on the topic. And really, we don't need more of either of those. When it comes to men, men take the lead from us on the topic of menstruation. And I know what you might be thinking. How can that be? We live in a patriarchal society. I learned shame from my father or shame from my workplace. And I get it. I mean, I really do. I grew up in a house where menstruation was never discussed. And I worked full-time through severe stage 4 endometriosis with no safe space to tell anyone what was really going on or why I was really needing to take some days off of work. So I understand that some of us are angry, and that's okay. But for any of these things to start to change, we have to have a new conversation with the men who are currently in our lives now. Especially the ones we are living with, dating, married to, or the handsome little men we're raising. The ones that are in your life in this capacity, they will take your lead. And you might even find that they're interested and have never ever had a safe space to ask questions about this topic. So here's how we start a new conversation. Nurture your relationship to your menstruation first, and that will pave the way for the conversation to transform. Men are afraid of this topic because women have been afraid of this topic. How can we expect men to do something that we haven't done ourselves, which is embrace menstruation and all its beauty and magic? So first, by transforming your relationship, you're already changing the charge you feel about it, and that paves the way for him to become more curious. So let's say you want to start a conversation with a man in your life. How do we start it? Well, here's an idea. It can be as simple as saying something like, "Honey, I've been experimenting with tracking my physical and emotional energy for a few months, and I'm discovering some interesting things. I'm learning how my energy ebbs and flows with my menstrual cycle, and I think it could be a really useful tool for us. Could I share what I've learned with you?" This way, you're talking about some of the interesting findings you found, how it can help your relationship, and then asking his permission to share with him to gauge how interested he is. Chances are, he's gonna be interested, especially if he's genuinely interested in an intimate relationship with you. If you invite him into this conversation and he's receptive to it, you're giving each other the gift of intimacy. So what exactly does that mean? The greatest gift you can give a woman is the freedom of self-expression. Cycle tracking releases the demonization of the dark side of a woman and embraces the idea that the full moon is just as beautiful as the new moon. The summer is as equally magnificent as the winter. The difficult feelings are as welcome as the ease and joy. And in this way, what I find is that when women are invited to be their full expression of self, the men then are invited to mirror this full expression of self. And in that way, we give the gift of intimacy to each other. So an important note here as we move along, do not use menstrual awareness for manipulation. This goes for men and women. Menstrual awareness manipulation can look like this. It can be men saying, "I know your period is coming, which is why you're acting completely insane." Nobody wants a man to be tracking so they can use something like this against them. On the flip side, manipulation on the part of women looks like this. "I can be as nasty as possible and I don't have to take responsibility for it because I'm bleeding." Menstrual awareness manipulation. It's using this newfound information about the cycle to put down or berate the other, or to step away from responsibility about your own behavior. Manipulation is not intimacy. It's not what we're after here. Intimacy is what we're after. Brad Meltzer says, "There's nothing more intimate in life than simply being understood and understanding someone else." So if you're interested in this level of intimacy with your partner, how do you get started? Let's look at some easy tracking tools for partners. We already have lots of different ways to track. Here are some really easy ways to incorporate your partner, and feel free to think of some other ways that work for you as well. These are just some ideas of what works for me in my relationship. Number one, the MyFlow app. This is an app created by Elisa Viti, the author of Woman Code. Basically, this app has really easy tracking tools. Plus, it sends an email every week to your partner. So your partner doesn't necessarily have to track every day. He just gets an email that says, "Hey, she's in her luteal phase. She might enjoy staying closer to home and having takeout. You might want to find her favorite movie." Just kind of gives him like insight into what you might be feeling. Another great thing about this app is it lists which food to eat in each phase. So if the two of you are living together and you want to start incorporating eating for hormone balance, this app makes it really easy. Another app that we love, Hormone Horoscope app. There's a free version of this app, which is really easy to use. It's super easy to add notes and compare from month to month. Plus, it gives a daily prediction of moods. So this is one of the ones that my husband really likes because he gets a daily play-by-play about what's happening with my hormones and what I might be feeling. Only thing to look out for on this free version of the app, watch out that you're actually recording your experience and not what the app predicts you will experience. One way I get around this is if I'm using this app to make notes, I track at night and then compare my notes with what the app predicted I would feel. Another easy way, paper tracking. Of course, this is free and it's easy to add notes and compare months. So these are just some ideas to get you started. Let me know if you find some ideas that you and your partner really prefer. I'm always open to hearing more ways to make cycle tracking even easier. So with that, let's talk about cycle tracking as a path to intimacy. That's exactly what the video with my handsome husband, Alex, is about. It's a discussion between Alex and myself where we talk about how together as a couple, we cycle tracked, and one of the byproducts of that was this deeper form of intimacy that we never expected. So sit back. Relax. It's about 19 minutes or so of a discussion with him and myself. And feel free to grab your partner and listen together, or take notes for the partner you're calling forth. And also, I mentioned at the beginning, but it's worth mentioning again, if you're interested, go to the bonus section and watch Lisa and Lauren talk about cycle tracking for a same-sex couple. Even if you're not in a same-sex relationship, they have some phenomenal insights after years of tracking together that I think is really worth watching. But for now, let's jump into this topic, cycle tracking as a path to intimacy. So this is my husband, Alex. Thanks for being here.
It's my pleasure, honey.
And we're going to be talking about our experience and the deepening of our relationship through cycle tracking. Mm-hmm.
Sounds great. Let's do it.
So, babe, was it scary or gross for you the first time that I broached the subject of cycle tracking?
No, I wouldn't say it was scary or gross. I mean, those are not the words I use for cycles or periods. I mean, for me personally, the only thing I really knew about cycles and tracking or anything was that one time of the month, right? That time of the month comes, there's a hormonal change a few days before your period, and all the kind of general things that come with that, you know, that every man kind of understands. That's pretty much my knowledge base on that subject. And the interesting thing was when you kind of brought the subject up and talked about more than just that period, right? More than just the 3 days before, more than just, you know, you're feeling moody, you know, you actually were tracking every day, and you would break it down into larger categories and more changes you needed, you know, diet change, energy changes, you know, kind of really piqued my interest. I kind of was overly interested that there was more than just this 3-4 day period and plus the bleeding that affected you.
So you're talking about the PMS period, like the notorious PMS.
Correct. You know, every guy knows the notorious PMS is like biggie. everybody knows the notorious PMS, and you know the what you have to do for it, what guys have to do for it. You know, do we walk on eggshells? Do we,
you know, run for cover?
Just make sure we get some flowers and stay out of your way. Like you know, that's pretty much all I kind of understood about it before you brought up the subject.
Right. So then what made you interested in starting to cycle track? Because I was tracking, and then you were like, I want to start tracking your cycles too. Why? What'd you do?
Well, like I said, you were tracking and you would talk about these daily changes, right? Where day five, you had a boost in estrogen and you felt better. You know, I never knew about day five, but you understood this. You understood this about yourself. And as your partner, as your husband, I wanted to get to know you better and understand you better. You know, not only for just kind of the idea of knowing my wife better, but I felt to understand you better, you know, would help our relationship as a whole. Mm. So that really got me interested into wanting to track for myself. You know, and bringing up the subject to you and seeing your excitement that you wanted me to track, or you saw that I was interested in you and your cycle. You know, it was exciting for you. It was exciting for me. I thought it kind of, you know, it allowed me to track freely, and it became a conversation for us. And, you know, I would be at night tracking and making the notes, and you know, you would look over and be like, you know, what are you writing, you know?
What are you writing?
Yeah, so it was fun, you know, it was fun to track and literally understand you better on a daily basis instead of being, oh, it's 3 days before her period, let's get her flowers.
Right, yeah. Right. So what shifted in your perception after months and months and months of tracking?
A lot of things shifted, but I'll tell you that the biggest shift for me was understanding that, you know, this 27, 28 day period was breaking up into these daily hormonal changes, where day five in month one was similar to day five in month two, similar to day five in month three. So much to the point where you were using the exact same wording, the exact same phrases. You wake up in the morning and, you know, your sex drive in the morning would change depending on what day it was in your cycle. And, you know, I would see this from tracking. I would see this from taking notes in all these little apps. And I would write down the phrases you would write and the phrases you would use that day, or what you wanted to eat, you know, your energy levels, sex drive, your
how affectionate
you were, correct. And you would see these similarities. I mean, exact phrases you would use. It blew my mind. I mean, when the first time I saw that, and I looked back at my notes and I was like, wait, I remember this phrase. I looked back and it was like day four. It was the exact same phrase. I think
I used day four a month later. I used
day four 2 months before and the month before.
And that was interesting to me because you were tracking things or phrases that I necessarily wasn't tracking. Yeah. So then to compare your notes and go like, oh my gosh, I have one day of the month where I am like dying for an Astro burger.
Right.
Or I have one day of the month where I think it's our best life plan to move to Thailand and live on a hut on the beach. And like, these are things that I might not have tracked about myself, but was interesting to see.
One, how specific it was.
Yeah,
it was
specific. That's true.
I figured by month four, I wouldn't even ask you if you wanted Astro burger. I would just go to Astro burger, pick one up and bring one home.
Great idea.
Yeah. So the shift in thinking, you know, for men, I think a lot of men feel that women are unpredictable, right? We use these terrible words, right? You hear words like crazy or unpredictable, and these are tough, you know, rough words, because, you know, most of the time you might like hiking, you're a hiker, and then there's a certain period you don't want to hike, you don't feel like hiking, and I ask you to go hiking. And you're like, no, why am I hiking? Why would I want to hike? And we're like, in our mind, we're like, oh my God, you know, what's going on? And the opposite is true. It was so interesting for me to change that shift in thinking to be, not only are you not unpredictable, you're actually very predictable. You know, men are probably more unpredictable. We're kind of random depending on what happened at work. In fact, it's more... You know, I think what I was seeing through tracking was, you know, what we just talked about previously, you know, on these certain days, depending on the certain seasons as you would use them, you know, you'd want to eat certain things, you want to do certain activities, you felt a certain way, you know, you were affectionate to a certain degree, you know, so to see that predictability was a whole different shift in my thinking.
And we could plan, like, these are the times where we should go for long hikes. And these are the times where we maybe snuggle and have movie and popcorn dates. And 100%. So how did that start to shift, in your opinion, how did that start to shift, like, the intimacy of our relationship?
Honestly, it was the conversation we were having. Right now, me understanding you that much better.
Mm.
Me understanding kind of what makes you tick that much better. Kind of opened this conversation between us, you know, opened it up where I knew to ask, you know, how are you feeling today? Do you want to go on this hike? Are you tired? You know, it's day seven, you know, and not even that specific. I didn't have to be that specific, but it opened up this language that we started using between us, and the shared knowledge between us, mm-hmm. I think brought a real deeper level of intimacy between us.
Mm-hmm. And it got to the point of tracking for such a long time that it was like you knew exactly what was happening with me. We knew when to try to get pregnant or not. You knew when I was bleeding and I might want a little bit more time to myself or not. And it just got to be like this deepening and this permission for me to really show up and be myself in every single different day, different hormone balance. With like this radical permission and interest from a partner was for me like so special and created such a sense of security and intimacy for me as a woman.
Right. And for me too, as a man, to have that knowledge, I think, and to hear you state, honey, I need 3 days, you know, or I need some time to myself where I didn't take it personally.
3 days. Right. Sounds great. I'll be in Vegas.
3 hours. That's what I'm saying. But I didn't take it personally, right? When you're like, honey, I'm, you know, can you just let me, I need to take a bath or I need to watch my shows or whatever it was. You know, I didn't take it personal. It kind of created this natural flow and rhythm to our relationship.
Mm-hmm. That's what I would say. Just like such an ease and flow.
Right.
Yeah. And freedom to just be able to say, like, to talk about my period or my, you know, feeling sad or whatever. I remember one situation that I think is worth bringing up, which was we were out to dinner and you were talking about someone you were dating before we were together. And it just happened to be the day before my period. And so I was really sensitive hearing about this other woman. I really took it to heart. And, you know, my inner critic started to really go on full blast. And you, having tracked my cycles, it was like you could see what had happened. Mm. And so you really said to me, like, hey, I just want to let you know that was in the past. Mm. And you're the one for me now. Like, it was like he knew internally and could see me going, okay, it's really hard for her to feel good about herself right now. Her inner critic is on high. All her feel-good hormones have bottomed out. I know what she needs. She needs a little reassurance. It was like ESP. And so in that moment that could have spiraled out of control and I could have created a huge fight to create space from you was like, I thought it was amazing and like next level of our relationship that you were like, here's what's going on and I know what to do about it. So that's one example.
Right. And the interesting thing was it I remember that moment and it was kind of natural for me to almost take a step back and think about, all right, it's this time of the month, you know, maybe she's a little extra sensitive, you know, maybe just a couple of words of encouragement or whatever is needed in this situation. I might have went and checked the app. I'm not sure.
While you're in the bathroom?
Yeah, I might have went and checked. Okay. I might have went and checked the app.
Hey, you know what? It's okay.
I think I might have. Yeah, I remember that. But no, I totally agree with you. And when we were talking about natural flows and rhythms and a better understanding of intimacy, I mean, that's a perfect example.
Mm. You know? So you're talking about all this space to give me permission to be myself or to take space when I need it. How has this changed the way that you feel like you have permission to ask for what you need?
Well, I would go back to what we were talking about previously, and it's changed the conversation for us, right? It's brought this new way to speak to each other, new way to understand each other. And it's not a one-way street. You know, this is a relationship between two people. But the fact that we have these conversations, the fact that you can be like, honey, I need a day or two, you know, some space, I need to go and whatever it is, we're talking about your needs, it's kind of easier because the conversation is already out there for me to talk about my needs. You know, whether it's, you know, I've been domestic for 45 days straight and I need a long weekend, you know, with the boys to go play some golf or you know, whatever it might be, just a night out, you know, go have a few beers with a few guys. Because we're having these discussions between us, because through tracking, it's almost natural to discuss this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's much easier for me to allow myself to ask for what I need also.
Mm-hmm.
Without, you know, I know a lot of men don't do this. A lot of men are a little nervous to ask for what they need.
Sure.
One, because they don't know the reaction, right? We feel like we were saying earlier that our women are a little unpredictable when they're not, but we feel like they're unpredictable. So we're a little nervous to sometimes ask for what we want. Where this conversation, I'm never nervous. I feel totally free, you know, in our intimacy, in this natural flow that we have through tracking, to really, really, you know, ask for my needs also.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can see that because I think before I had started tracking and before I had started showing up for myself with understanding of self-care and the ability to say like, hey, I need a little bit of space, or hey, I need a little bit more attention, a little bit more cuddles.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think before I was able to ask for those things, before when I wasn't able to ask for those things, I also wasn't able to understand when you would want separation from me. I took it really personally. Whereas now you may not be a hormonal being. Well, you are a hormonal being, but you may not be like cyclical in being as that your hormones are changing every day, but you're still a human being with needs.
Correct.
And so it just gives this radical permission, which I was surprised at that side effect of us tracking.
Right.
it was easier for you to communicate with me right. about your needs.
Well, what I saw in you too, because this conversation was out there, I felt like you were more understanding. I know you just brought that up, but I mm-hmm. felt it too. Like I sensed it in you, where you would be like, okay, you know, he might need a few days, or you would bring it up. A lot of times you would tell me, hey, Alex, you know, why don't you go out with your boys, you know, why don't you go out with your friends tonight or your colleagues, or stay later at work or whatever it is. You know, you would bring this up, I think, because of these conversations we have, because of this natural rhythm that we created in this mm-hmm. relationship.
Because that was never something we did before.
No, never.
Yeah.
Never something you would bring up.
Right.
Alex, go out, have a few beers. No way would you say those words.
No, but right. I understand the need for self-care. And so right. that's been a really cool thing.
Amazing thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Has really brought us closer together. Yeah. So my last question then to you is, would you recommend tracking your partner's cycle to the other men that you know?
Highly recommend. I actually do it all the time already. You know, you're at the gym with your friends and they might be discussing problems with their partners, whatever it might be. And I kind of bring this subject up all the time. I'm like, guys, you need to do this because it'll give you this better understanding. You need to do this because this issue you're having right now most likely would not have happened if you understood that it was so-and-so day in her cycle or the other way around. You know, maybe you waited a week after to request something or whatever it is. But you can create this natural flow. You can create this flow to a relationship. You can create this intimacy through a simple device. I mean, it's really easy to get these apps. It's really easy to put in some notes, you know, every 10 minutes or whatever it is, whenever once a night, whenever you're doing it.
Yeah, we didn't track for very long. It was like
no, we're tracking
2 minutes at night, lying in bed before we would sleep.
Taking my notes a night, yeah. I'm already recommending this. Mm. I mean, to all my friends, if I ever hear any issues about, you know, their women, if they're complaining about their women or they're complaining about their relationships, I bring this up right away. I really do. You know, and sometimes the way I bring it up, I always have the same example. When I'm bringing this up to my friends and my colleagues, I talk about requesting, like we were saying earlier, how this allowed me to be a little more free with my needs and then request what I need. Also, mm-hmm. I would tell my friends, I was like, if you understood that day five, she's feeling her best, or day six, she's feeling good, or whatever.
Whatever her personal.
Yes, whatever it might be for her in particular, if you're tracking her, it would allow you kind of to maybe request to take that golf trip that you really wanted. And she would be more open to it. And you guys would be more open to it. Where if you wait another 10 days and it's day 13 or whatever it might be, and you ask and you make the same request, you might not get the same response, which might create friction, which might create whatever. Now, I don't use it for manipulation, right? It's not like I'm telling my friends, go, this is a way to manipulate your partners.
Right.
For me, it's a way to avoid unnecessary friction, avoid these pitfalls that we all kind of fall into. Mm-hmm. And as the man, you should be able to request what your desires are too. Mm-hmm. You know, for a healthy relationship, you need to. If you mm-hmm. suppress those, or if you need to hide around your woman, that's not a good relationship. So I bring up that example a lot, and just to resonate with the guys, and it really does. And a lot of my friends they're like, "What app is that?" And I show them the app, and they download it or upload it, whatever they do, on their phones, and they see how easy it is, and they love it. They get blown. I always pull it out, and I show them the date, and I show them some of my notes, and their minds are blown away.
Mm-hmm.
Blown away.
Mm-hmm. I remember looking through some of my notes, and it was like, whatever, day seven, I literally love Alex so much, he's amazing. And then day 27, my note was literally just this: I hate everyone.
Right.
And so there's a big difference right. between how I'm feeling, and it is nice to incorporate those feelings into a relationship. So I know I said last question, but some women are afraid that if men are involved in this knowledge that they will be manipulated. Just talk on that a little bit briefly. Yeah. I know you already
did a little. I understand it from that point of view, especially from the example I use, you know, ask for a golf trip on so-and-so date mm-hmm. instead of the other date. It sounds like it is manipulation, but I would tell all the women out there that if your man is taking a better interest in you through tracking your cycle, who cares what you're calling it? It's good for the relationship. It's good for you too. You know, this is a subject that a lot of men would never even discuss. I mean, why would in a gym or anywhere else, you just don't discuss this subject matter. And for him to have this interest.
And to feel open to be able to talk about
and
it.
And you're talking about this interest and you're talking about your cycle. Whether you define it as manipulation or natural flow, the way I design describe it, a better flow to the relationship, I think you take that as a positive. You know, no matter what, if the man is interested in understanding you better, I can't see how that could be a negative for any relationship.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you, babe. I appreciate it. So if you want to see the same kind of conversation with the same sex couple, go over to the bonus content and we'll see you in the next lesson.